But here's a really interesting thing. With emergence, genuinely new things can arise in the universe. New things appear. An ant colony is different from just the sum total of ants. So these new things, emergent phenomena, anyway, they are continuous with what's gone before. You know, the rules of causality haven't been broken. And yet, well, at least from our limited perspective, they are qualitatively different. Another example of this, perhaps drawn more from physics, is the quality of wetness. If you think about it, you know, in water, you have, what is it, hydrogen atoms and oxygen atoms. These are both gases. Put them together and you get water. You get this quality of wetness that just wasn't there before. So through emergence, through these kind of interactions, you get newness. The second thing about emergence is that those new things are quite unpredictable. You couldn't have predicted wetness from looking at hydrogen and oxygen. You can never know what's going to emerge until it's emerged. Try and imagine if you're back at the beginning of the universe, if you can conceive of such a thing, back to that sort of primal simplicity. From that point of view, imagine a duck. Now, you know, ducks to us are fairly commonplace, they're fairly ordinary. There's a lot of them wandering around here. But from the point of view of the beginning of the universe, from that utter sort of simplicity, to conceive of a duck would have been absolutely mind-blowing. It would have been quite impossible to even think of a duck. And if you were presented with the image of a duck, you'd probably be lost in awe and wonder at how such a thing could possibly come about. You wouldn't have been able to even imagine it. And anyway, well, the universe, you know, it's taken these few billion years to come up with this kind of complex system that we call a duck. And well, does that make, you know, the fact that we come from that period of time, does that make ducks any less kind of astonishing? You know, try and look at the ducks from that point of view. Just think, what has gone into the arising of ducks? And, you know, you can look at a duck and just think, wow, how incredible. It kind of brings you that kind of wow factor of looking at nature. So this ability of conditioned co-production to give rise to the unpredictable, for me, it resonates with the wisdom of shunyata, of openness, of emptiness. The world, nature, isn't, after all, only about kind of developmental, predictable chains of causes and effects. It's also teaching us to expect the unexpected, to be prepared to be awestruck. In a way, the universe, reality, is inherently creative. I think there's another lesson that we can draw from emergence, which is, well, if we're concerned to bring about change in some way, then it gives us an understanding of how change happens. So if we want to bring about change in ourselves, perhaps there's something we can learn from emergence. There is, I think, a more than eponymous connection between emergence, the ecological phenomenon, and emergence as model for spiritual development. But I'll let you unpack that one on your own. And I think there's also implications of emergence for how we bring about change in the world. I'll come back to that later.